This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, lovebirds. You ready to ditch that rule book? Like, seriously, get real with your wedding for a sec. Today's deep dive is all about you and helping you decide between a first look and a first touch.
Yeah, before you even hit that aisle.
Before you walk down that freaking aisle. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
those are like seriously hot topics right now.
Oh, yeah.
These pre-ceremony moments.
Yeah.
And for good reason. They're a chance to like connect before the craziness of the actual ceremony even starts.
Damn straight. Okay, so for those who haven't already heard these terms a million times, what the heck are they? A first look. It's exactly what it sounds like. You and your partner seeing each other all decked out before the ceremony even freaking starts.
Yeah.
It's just you two, usually with your photographer, to capture
it. Private moment.
Private moment, yeah. And a first touch? Well, it's about connecting without actually seeing each other.
Yeah.
Right? So you're saving that big reveal for the aisle. But think like holding hands around a corner or maybe exchanging a few words.
Right. You're getting all those feels.
All the feels.
But you're still saving that reveal for the aisle.
You got it.
It's like setting the tone for the day.
Yeah.
Making sure you guys are both like grounded and present.
Uh-huh.
Because let's be real, weddings can be a freaking whirlwind.
No kidding.
Of emotions and logistics.
That much.
And these moments can really help you find your center.
Oh my God. Especially for those of us who are not really thrilled about being the center of attention.
Totally.
Okay. Walking down that aisle with every single eyeball on you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That can be a lot.
Yeah.
Even for the most like extroverted badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that the sources really highlight are those emotional benefits of doing a first look.
Okay.
So think about this. It's just the two of you.
Uh-huh.
There are no distractions.
Right.
You're getting all of those like pre-ceremony jitters out of the way.
Okay.
And it can be really, really grounding. Yeah.
Especially for those couples that maybe are a little bit more introverted or just nervous about all the attention.
Yeah, totally. It's like this private little bubble of love and excitement.
Totally.
Before you dive headfirst into the chaos of the day.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I have seen some like seriously epic first look photos.
Oh,
like tears streaming down faces.
Yeah.
Full on belly laughs. Just pure joy and relief.
Yeah.
It's like that moment where you're like, holy shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
You get to have that emotional release.
Yes.
Beforehand. And that actually can make the ceremony even more special.
Okay.
Because you're not holding back those tears. You're not trying to keep it together in front of all the guests.
You got it. You've already had your like ugly cry.
Exactly.
So you can walk down the aisle feeling all like calm and collected and ready to say I do with your whole damn heart.
And speaking of keeping it together.
Okay.
First touch can be amazing for that too.
Oh yeah. It's a way to connect and just kind of calm those nerves without that visual reveal.
Okay.
So imagine feeling your partner's hand. You hear their voice.
Okay.
Just moments before we're walking down the aisle.
Oh my God, chills. Talk about anticipation.
It's like the secret little moment just for you to
tiny
little rebellion against all that wedding day pressure.
And it can be so grounding.
Oh yeah.
Especially if one or both of you are feeling overwhelmed by the day.
Totally. Now, let's be real for a second.
Okay.
And talk logistics, because a well-planned timeline is a happy wedding day.
Oh my God, you're preaching the truth.
Am I right?
A first look can seriously streamline your day.
Okay.
It allows you to get most, if not all, of your photos done before the ceremony even starts.
Yes.
Which frees up so much time for celebrating.
Hell yes. That means more time for cocktails mingling with your guests.
Yeah.
And actually enjoying that expensive-ass food that you picked out.
Exactly.
No one wants to be stuck posing for photos while everyone else is having a good time. And you know what? Think about your guests.
Okay.
They want to celebrate with you.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to be standing around awkwardly waiting for those photos to be done.
Right. It's your damn party.
That's right.
You should be in the thick of it, clinking glasses, busting a move on the dance floor, and just soaking up all the love.
Absolutely. You should be present and there and enjoying every single moment.
Yes.
Plus, we got to talk about golden hour.
Oh, hell yeah.
Golden hour.
That magical time right before sunset when the light is like
dreamy.
All dreamy and romantic.
Romantic as shit.
Yes.
Golden hours, like the Beyonce of wedding photography.
It really.
Everyone wants a piece of it.
Everyone wants a piece.
Okay, so.
And with a first look, you can sneak away
okay.
for like 10 or 15 minutes and get those breathtaking
yeah.
couple portraits without missing any of the reception.
So you're telling me I can have my cake and eat it too? I can get those golden hour photos and still have a full dance floor.
You got it.
Sign me up. It's a win-win. But even with all of these like amazing benefits,
okay.
some couples are still hesitant to ditch that traditional aisle reveal. And you know what? That's totally valid.
Yeah.
There's something undeniably magical about that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like the anticipation building as you walk towards your partner.
Uh-huh.
All eyes are on you.
Oh, yeah. It's like a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale.
Yeah. But, you know, for some people, it can feel a little performative.
Totally.
Like you're putting on a show.
Yeah.
Instead of just like being present in the moment.
That is such a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And for those couples, a first look can feel so much more authentic
yeah.
and intimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sharing that raw, unfiltered emotion
yeah.
with each other without the pressure of an audience.
Yeah. Like screw the expectations.
Yeah.
This is about US.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
And, you know, the sources actually say that having that private moment beforehand can make the ceremony even more emotional.
It totally makes sense because yeah. you've already had that initial release, that right. deep connection.
Yeah.
You can walk down the aisle feeling calm, centered, and ready to just soak it all in.
It's like you've already said, holy shit, it's you in private.
Right.
And now you get to say, I do.
Yeah.
With your whole heart. Without all those nerves hijacking the moment.
Exactly. And think about the photos from the ceremony.
Okay.
Your photographer can capture the way you're looking at each other
yeah.
with even more depth and emotion because you've already shared that incredibly intimate
oh, yeah.
first look.
Cool. Okay. But let's be honest.
Okay.
Some couples are just not going to be down for a first look.
Right.
You know, no matter how many, like, logistical and emotional benefits we throw at them.
Right.
Maybe it feels too untraditional
uh-huh.
or they're just really attached to that big reveal.
Right.
And you know what? That's totally cool.
Absolutely.
There is no right or wrong here.
It's your day, your choice. But if you are on the fence,
okay.
if you're feeling that tug between tradition and, you know, breaking the mold,
uh-huh.
I think it's worth really considering what feels most authentic to you as a couple.
Preach.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of vibe do you want to create?
Right.
What will make you feel the most comfortable
yeah.
and present on your wedding day?
Yeah.
What truly reflects your love story?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the photos. It's
no.
about the feeling.
Right.
It's about creating a memory that is uniquely yours.
Yeah.
A moment that you'll cherish forever.
Damn right. And honestly, who doesn't want a more relaxed, fun-filled wedding day? More time for cocktails.
Yeah.
Less time stressing about photos.
Yeah.
More time to celebrate your badass love story.
It really is a win-win.
Okay. So for those of you who are still on the fence.
Yeah.
Let's recap those key takeaways.
Okay.
A first look.
Uh-huh.
Less stress, more intimacy, more time to party, and some seriously stunning photos.
Yes. And a first touch. Subtle sweet preserves that aisle, reveal magic. And still allows for a moment of connection and calm before the ceremony.
You got it.
And ultimately, the decision comes down to
yeah.
what feels right for you as a couple.
Uh-huh.
What aligns with your personalities, your vision for the day, and the kind of experience you want to create.
What kind of story do you want to tell? It's about ditching those cookie cutter expectations.
Yeah.
And creating a day that's as unique.
Totally.
And badass
uh-huh.
as your love story.
Couldn't have said better myself.
Okay.
It's about owning your choices
yeah.
and creating a day that truly reflects who you are as a couple.
Okay, so before we wrap this whole thing up,
okay,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine this. It's the morning of your wedding.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by your crew, getting all glammed up, and the excitement is like palpable.
Yeah.
Okay, now fast forward to that moment right before you're about to walk down the aisle. Mm-hmm. Do you want to feel like a bundle of nerves worried about every little detail and like sweating through your Spanx?
Oh, God, no.
Or do you want to feel
yeah.
calm, connected, and ready to like fully embrace that moment yeah. with your partner?
That's the power of choosing a first look or a first touch.
Yeah.
It's about setting the tone for your entire day.
Uh-huh.
And making sure that you're both feeling grounded and present.
Yes.
It's about choosing to start your marriage,
uh-huh.
feeling like the badass couple that you are.
Yes.
Not a pair of like stressed out mannequins.
Yeah. Okay. So as you're diving headfirst into all those wedding plans,
yes.
remember,
mm-hmm.
it's not just about the dress
yeah.
or the flowers
yeah.
or the perfectly curated Instagram feed.
Right.
It's about the experience,
yeah,
the emotions and the memories that you're creating.
Absolutely.
And trust me, a little pre-ceremony magic can make a world of difference.
I agree.
So go out there, break those outdated rules.
Uh-huh.
Create a wedding day that's as unforgettable and kick-ass as your love.
Cheers to that.
That's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll catch you next time for more wedding wisdom and unfiltered advice.
Sounds good.
Until then, stay fierce, stay true to yourselves.
Yes.
And don't forget to have a damn good time.
Yes.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.